From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The head of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission refused to allow President Bush's new appointee to take his seat today. Chairwoman Mary Frances Berry says the appointment is illegal. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, the dispute will likely be settled in court.
White House officials told Chairwoman Berry last night that she should cancel today's meeting. She said no.
If we must defer to decisions made by the White House and the Justice Department, we lose our independence and we will be incapable of exercising our proper functions.
The fight is about whether there's an open seat on the Civil Rights Commission. Victoria Wilson was appointed by President Clinton when a previous commissioner died. The White House says her term ended in November when the light commissioner's term would have ended. So President Bush nominated Cleveland labor attorney Peter Kersenow, a Republican, to take the seat. But Wilson says her term is a full 6 years and won't be up until January 2006. Backing her up is Chairwoman Berry and other Democratic-leaning commissioners. When Kersenow tried to speak at today's meeting, Berry treated him as a member of the audience.
Mr. Kersenow, you are out of order.
I think the motion is on the floor.
There, it hasn't, first of all, it hasn't been second. It hasn't been voted on. It's a motion. It's a motion, sir. Could you wait till we vote on it?
I will.
Here's the problem. In 1994, Congress made a slight change in the commission's governing law. It used to say appointees to vacated seats would only finish out the existing term. Congress changed it to say all appointments are for 6-year terms. Throughout the meeting, the Republican-leaning members referred to Kersenow as commissioner, while the Democratic-leaning ones called him Mr. Kersenow. That caused general chaos in the official procedure of the meeting.
Motion on the floor, please.
Well, I think we should let...
There is a motioner on the floor. Please, ma'am, would you please be in order? Could you please? Please.
There is one vacancy on the commission no one is fighting about. President Bush appointed Republican Harvard Law Fellow Jennifer Braceras to the body. Today was her first meeting, and she led the fight for Kersenow's acceptance.
It appears to me that it is you, Madam Chair, who have chosen to thwart the work of the commission by refusing to seat a duly appointed commissioner.
Berry says it's odd that the president is so concerned with the matter, that the White House rarely pays attention to the committee, which has no power other than to study and inform the public. Berry intimated that President Bush was seeking retribution for the commission's scathing report in the aftermath of last year's presidential elections. As for Peter Kersenow, he talked to reporters after the meeting, saying he was disappointed he wasn't allowed to speak or vote on the issues.
It's a little ironic given that one of the principal features of this particular commission is to ensure that everyone has a right to vote.
The White House said this afternoon it's disappointed that Chairwoman Berry didn't recognize a lawful member of the commission. Both sides said the question would have to be settled in court. If it rules that Victoria Wilson's term is up and Kersenow should take the seat, that would mean the end of a Democratic-leaning majority on the commission. An equal split between the parties could mean a very different agenda for the commission in the coming years. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.